At Faneuil Hall, tourists were buying souvenirs in the privately owned gift shop, but they were locked out of the actual attraction, the Great Hall, sometimes called the Cradle of Freedom. A sign posted on the double doors leading to it read, "Due to federal shutdown, the Great Hall is closed. Sorry for any inconvenience." The inconvenience of closed landmarks did not extend to privately owned historic sites along the Freedom Trail, but main attractions like the USS Constitution and the Bunker Hill Monument would have to be skipped by tourists for the foreseeable future.
Gosh, the shutdown of the great American system, is that it?
Andrew Howell and his family traveled to Boston from Norfolk, England.
We traveled 3,500 miles to find it all shut up. Terrible, isn't it?
As Andrew talks about his disappointment, National Park Service workers rushed to remove pamphlets and schedules for guided tours in the visitor center of Faneuil Hall. Julia Mize of the National Park Services.
We just have our orders. We have things we have to do.
The process is chaotic. Two of the park rangers try to wheel a shelf filled with pamphlets into the elevator, but it doesn't fit, so they stack them in boxes instead.
We have to get this out quickly on this. Needs us back.
I know. I'm going as fast as I can.
How fast the pamphlets will be returned remains uncertain. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.